Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I greet you in the wonderful name above every name, the wonderful name of Jesus. And I'm so glad that you've taken some time to spend these next few minutes with me together. The last several days, we've been looking on how to move forward in God, moving into a new place in the Lord. Because if all of us are honest, there's times in our lives we seem to be stuck. We seem to be kind of stagnant. We're not moving on into the realization of our desires, our dreams, our hopes in God. And we're getting disillusioned. That can happen when things seem not to be progressing. Beloved, there's truth in that, because the book of Proverbs tells us, without a vision, the people perish. It is so important that as individuals, we have something to look forward to. Goals are important. Vision, having some purpose, some direction. This is especially true for our brothers, for men especially. They must have some purpose in life. I mean, I've heard stories of men, they retired and they're looking forward to retirement and they just want to kind of lay back and do nothing. Well, they don't seem to last very long, because God has especially made a man to want to be active, to do the things that are important in that God places in his life, important to his family, to his loved ones. That's just in the very nature, the character of man. But we are all, regardless of what age in our lives, regardless of our gender, we all must have personal vision, something to look forward to. For example, are you taking regular time off with the Lord? I'm speaking now of a Sabbath time, and that's something I need to be much more sensitive to, because it's very possible we can just fly through the days of our lives and not be faithful to take that needed day of rest, whatever it is, where we can just refresh our spirits, our minds, our bodies, our souls, and do things that really will bring recreation to us. And the purpose of that is we can have vitality, we can have strength. And for example, if you're planning a vacation, doesn't that bring joy to you? Aren't you looking forward to that time? Well, you see, we're meant to be that way. And it's so true, especially in our spiritual life. We must have some, not just vague, amorphous kinds of things. Well, I don't know. I'm just going to let the Lord lead me, because He wants us to be specific in our prayers. There are specific things He's required or asked of us to do, and it's our place to find out what those are. So I would like to share with you some things that we can do to move forward in God. Now, the first thing to move forward, to take a new lease on life, if you will, is to be centered in the moment, in the present, where you are right now, and in the name of Jesus, to renounce all things of the past. An open renouncing of these things before Christ allows Him to take away every failure, every mistake, every wrong thing, to take all our sins, our transgressions, to take them away, to move them in the sea of forgetfulness, and is there no more. Paul said he forgot those things that are past, and he pressed on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of in Christ Jesus. And so let's just do that. If you're desiring that, Father, in the name of Jesus, we do renounce the things of the past. Lord, we renounce the sins, the failures, the transgressions. We also renounce, Lord, not just the failures and the mistakes, but even the good things, Father. We don't renounce them, but we realize that is something that you've accomplished in our lives or in our behalf in the past. And Father, we look forward to that new thing you're doing. So Father, we want to keep our eyes stayed upon you in the present moment, not to be worried about the future, not to be lingering and hanging in the halls of memory, but to look to see what that new thing is you are doing now. Lord, if we're looking and worrying about the future, if we're looking back toward the past, we're going to miss what you're doing right in front of us in the present. And so, Father, I thank you that as we renounce everything, every wrong thing of the past, we thank you. Our hearts are being prepared to receive the new thing that you have for us. Praise God. And so, beloved, as you renounce those things of the past, you not only renounce them, but also sometimes a healing of memories is required. Ask the Lord to heal your memories of all those negative things of the past, the woundings, the things that brought sorrow to your heart, trauma to your spirit. In Philippians, the third chapter, verses 7 through 15, hear what the Lord says. But what things were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Praise God. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. See, he's confessing, I haven't. But he's saying, I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. Praise God. And so, looking away from the things of the past, not only the negative, the hurtful things, claiming God's healing, but resolving to look forward to the new thing God is doing. And so then the third thing I'd like to share with you, as when you pray, as completely as you can, begin forming in your mind's eye, picture in your mind what you really want your life to be for God. Whatever ministry, for example, God has put on your heart, it might be a ministry of worship. It might be a street ministry, passing out tracts. I know dear brothers that have just done amazing things in terms of God's kingdom by doing such a simple thing as passing out tracts. And that might not be what God has you to do. You might be shut in your closet of prayer in intercession. You might be used of God to exhort and to encourage others, to pick up the phone, to write a note, to write a letter. Whatever it is, have in your mind what you feel God wants you to do. Fix your doing it with joy, with his anointing, where the results will be giving glory to God. Praise God. It is his power working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And once you have that in your mind's eye, in your mind of faith, if you will, then you can move on. The next step is to visualize what you want your life to be in Christ, and then begin to praise the Lord. Begin to thank God each day for what you desire to be in Christ. Begin considering those things you've desired as though you already had them. You've already achieved them because, beloved, in Christ, that's what faith is all about. You possess those things that are not. You call those things that are not into being as though they were. And as you begin to take possession of those things in your heart, and by faith, you speed its complete manifestation. What's another thing we can do? We can ask the Lord to increase our faith, even as God, as the disciples asked Jesus, You can ask the Lord to increase your faith. And I believe that as we do, and of course, I believe he wants us to act on the faith that he has given us, because I've said, and I'm firmly convinced, God would never ask you to do something that you don't have the faith for. Now, you might be fearful, you might have doubts, but he's given you the faith. Otherwise, he would be unjust. You would not be able to go forward into the things of God. He would be giving you more than you can handle. He won't do that. He's with every testing, with every temptation, he's made a way of escape. Hear the word of the Lord, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He started it, and he's going to perfect or complete it, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What have we been talking about? We've been talking about vision. We've been talking about the things we want to see occur in God. That's what Jesus had to do. He knew he had to drink of that bitter cup. For the joy that was set before him, he knew that he was going to have a family reunited around the Father's throne, that there would be eternal fellowship, restoration of man in fellowship and in family with him, the very original plan of the Garden of Eden for the creation of man, of Adam and Eve, who lost it with that original sin and their disobedience and rebellion. That's what motivated Jesus. That was his vision. And beloved, we also need vision. And also, an important thing I want to share with you is we need to persist in our goals. Well, I'm looking at the time, and I'm seeing that we're going to have to finish this message on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me. I just sense in my spirit, you know, and if you've been touched and moved by God, if you're encouraged by the broadcast, you know, it's always so wonderful to hear from new people. I need encouragement too. By faith, I make these broadcasts, been doing it for a long time. And it's such a blessing to meet someone. I got a letter just the other day, and they said, you know, I've been listening to you since, the late 90s. And yet, you know, they haven't written, but it's a blessing to know that you are listening. And so it's encouragement to my heart. But more importantly, aside from that, there's power in agreeing prayer. It's one of those spiritual dynamics and principles like sowing and reaping. As you sow, you will reap. And so, beloved, the power of agreement is one of God's spiritual principles. If you've been praying, you haven't seen results, then it's a spiritual principle that you're to agree with someone. And if you may not have a prayer partner, God has raised up this ministry as a partner of prayer with God's people. So I invite you to write. You don't have to write a book. You can write just a few sentences, just a few words, and the Spirit of God will move. And I pray, fast regularly, for my spiritual family, my radio family. I pray for you every day. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.